Oak tree in my way.
Oak tree, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
Smell the smell of the New World Order burning down politically. You know what I'm on? Liberty and freedom, and of course the Holy Spirit. Mixed in with some mean-ass Texan. God, it feels good to be with my ancestors and be strong. And to be good and to care about people. And to be meaner than hell. All of my ancestor energies are starting to open up. It's like in a video game where you go to the next level and get new powers. I felt the energy shift this morning to the next level already. So good to fight tyranny. So good to not serve evil. It's so good to not be a cowardly piece of crap like Kamala Harris, that human trafficking, child molesting enabler demon. Can't you smell that smell? Smell that surrounds you.
The smell that surrounds you.
Now they call you Prince Charming.
Now they call you Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be all right come tomorrow. But tomorrow might not be here for you.
Hell yeah. All right, we're going to go to break. Some things you don't carry this. I got a very important thing I'm going to play. We come back. We're going right to our special surprise guest in studio. We'll continue with your spaces, comments, and with your calls. A little bit in the next hour, then Dr. Stella Emanuel, who we love coming in, fellow Texan, was right here in Texas. Coming on the broadcast to talk about some of the big developments that are out there. Well, that Brett Weinstein information was huge. Which has been known for a while, but now it's all triple confirmed that the COVID shots erase your immune system, make you more susceptible to regular viruses and more. We'll be talking about all that coming up as well. But right now we're talking about the debates last night and the 23rd anniversary of the Deep State New World Order operation known as 9/11, that just like COVID was used to get us more on track with the New World Order global government beast system. But people took them a while to see through 9/11. People saw through the COVID garbage a lot quicker. So we're making a lot of progress. You can see it everywhere. So thank God and let God work through you to keep taking action. Now, you want to support the M4 and get involved in something very, very exciting? Here's your chance. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Please listen to me and hear me out.
Let's stop right there because you
Get
called a neoconservative. You get called an alt-right. You get called a far-right person. When I first met you, you were protesting against George W. Bush, and you were saying that what he was doing and what he was trying to usher in was essentially going to be the downfall of Western civilization.
Even before he was elected.
Yes, I remember that. So when people say Alex Jones is far-right guy, I'm like, he's complicated. He's really against corruption more than he's against any particular party. You just found that the right was less apt to censor you and more apt to listen to your ideas.
1998 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, and most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe, and I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
And it's September 12, 2001. I'm Alex Jones, your host. On 9-1-1, on 9-11, of September 2001, yesterday, as we do this show live, a mass bombing that I have predicted for the last 5 years occurred. They are going to now use terrorism as a pretext to destroy our civil liberties. I believe from all of the evidence before us that I'm about to cover, either the government actually carried out this bombing themselves, the New World Order occupational government, to create the crisis, to offer the solution, or, ladies and gentlemen, they allowed terrorists from somewhere in the world who were state-sponsored because of the sophistication of this to engage in this sinister activity.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. One last breath before winds blow.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be doing some very exciting things in the future, and the future is now. And taking your calls and X-Spaces commenters. You want to visit thealexjonesstore.com. That's a new URL just out today. Believe me, there's amazing products on the page, some of the best t-shirts out there. But more importantly, it funds the InfoWar, and you can get incredible prizes at thealexjonesstore.com. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck, but this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email, or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the InfoWar and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Been working with Nate Hughes and his crew for a while. They're in Bentonville, Arkansas. They got their own Made in America knife company and t-shirts and everything else. And when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's over 30 amazing t-shirts. They're the ones that design the t-shirts for so many folks like the Hodge twins and Steven Crowder and so many others. They've got next level t-shirts. Ours are great. I design them, so I'm going to be quite honest. Most of our t-shirts are not this badass. Well, these are our t-shirts now. Thealexjonesstore.com. We need funds to get more reporters back, to expand, to fight the tyrants during this key election. Look at those t-shirts. Look at them if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, these are in stock. These are made right here in America, printed in Arkansas, ready to ship to you. And I help with some of the concepts on these, but their concepts are even better. These are badass t-shirts. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put in your email for free, and you get entered to win this awesome truck. And then every time you buy products, you get put in 5 to 10 times into the sweepstakes or the raffle. And we're not going to spend the whole show on this in this hour. We're going to go to your calls, go to your spaces, because Nate Hughes is a patriot. He's a J6er. He didn't want to get into it, but just like Owen, right now he's facing prison time. So the owner of the company, he's trying to stop that. I know you want to get into the case, but you did absolutely nothing, of course, just like Owen. And it's just all part of the dragnet, absolutely criminal in my view. But your whole company are patriots, and it's full of veterans, and you're just kicking ass, and you've been doing a great job for so long, and it's wonderful to be working with you here. So, Nate Hughes, tell us about this truck and the offer. We're going to be doing this every few months now. Whatever happens to InfoWars, we're going to continue on together. You're a great sponsor, but these are the best shirts out there. They are over-the-top cool, and I'm so glad that I'm not the one designing T-shirts. Some of our shirts are pretty good. Some of them have been great, but on average, you look at them, it's got a good message, but it's a B+, not a 100 like you guys. I mean, you guys are kick-ass. These are InfoWars, Alex Jones-centric shirts, but a lot of other great stuff as well. They are amazing. If you want to fund the InfoWar, go there and get in the raffle for the free truck. There's going to be a lot of other big giveaways coming up. So, Nate Hughes, you're an amazing guy. Love you and your partner and crew. They're all just badass patriots. It's like the Dukes of Hazzard I'm working with or something.
No, that's right. Alex, appreciate you having me. And we're just some rednecks from Arkansas who like partnering with like-minded people and making money. So, we came to Alex and said, hey, you know, let's turn up your e-commerce. Let's print some shirts. Let's do some hats. Let's do some promotions, right? So we like giving trucks away. We've done it for, I guess, about 3 years now. We've been in e-commerce, I guess, 6 or 7 years. And it's like this is a match made in heaven. Let's give away a badass 2024 Ram diesel pickup truck sitting on 40-inch tires. And, you know, to get energy, go buy a badass T-shirt. So it's a win-win, and we're excited. So.
By the way, I'm not trying to hype this. I never drove his car, but the style of trucks from Dodge came out a few years ago, and I love Dodge. I drive Dodge Hellcat, but at the same time, got rid of the Dodge Demon I had. But I've driven a lot of trucks, and I've still drive a 12-year-old Raptor that I love, and it's great because I love the truck. And back when it came out, it was the best. But Jesse James, I'm good friends with, has a big black and gray one of these same trucks, and we drive around in it sometimes. It's super smooth, I noticed, but I hadn't driven one. You know, you guys said, hey, we want to do a truck giveaway, and I said, well, the baddest truck, I guess, is these. You said, well, that's exactly what we're thinking to get. So when you came down here and we shot this video a week ago, I it's so smooth. The turning in it is so close. It's like you're driving a sports car, and it's a diesel, turbo diesel, but it's so fast. They say, folks, this is the baddest truck in the world right now. $138,000. Is what it's worth. $10,000 cash on top of that you guys threw in, and people can enter for free on the site, or when you buy stuff, you get entered a lot more to do it. It is a total win-win. It's just exciting to celebrate this level of Americana. And so we were on the same page when I said, hey, how about you want an armored vehicle or some kind of Humvee?
Tank. But wanted to do a tank. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's because we wanted to sell the armored vehicle that we've had for the years for funding. And the trustee said, no, don't do that. We're going to sell that off. Okay, whatever. This turns out to be better. Folks, down the road, when I'm able to get another truck, this is what I'm going to get. Okay, in fact, we picked out the one I would want, and they got it. So this is maybe you don't like the badass Army deep green with the black and the little tiny red pinstripe, because I don't like flash, but a little bit of it I love. This thing is sexy. I think I might marry it.
Yeah, it's a nice truck, Alex. It's from American Expedition Vehicles, AEV. They upfit these trucks. So they take a loaded Ram, diesel pickup truck, and then they'll put 40 or 50 grand into it between, a suspension system, wheels and tires, engine performance, bumpers, the whole nine yards. So they do interior stuff too. So, it's new seats and all that good stuff. So I would say it would be my dream truck too. I've had a lot of diesel trucks throughout the years and stuff, but this thing has everything. It's got the lift. It's got the 40-inch tires. It's got the Cummins turbo diesel. It's got some kind of Banks tuner system on it, which is nice. So it's a cool truck, and somebody out there is going to win it. And an InfoWars listener is going to win this truck. It's free to enter, or you can buy one of the badass T-shirts, thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't know. I mean, this is a dream for somebody who ever wins this truck. So brand new truck, $10,000 in cash. And I believe we're flying them in, right? The winner?
That's an idea I had. But yeah, we'll do that. We'll fly them in and have them on the show, and hell, we'll buy them lunch.
Definitely. I mean, if you've got a smoker here, I mean, I can throw some ribs on and maybe a brisket, and we'll have a barbecue.
So. You brought some great ribs last night.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some good ribs.
Where'd you get those? It was a good place.
Where did we get those? Cooper's.
Oh, that's a good
Cooper's
place.
Barbecues, yeah.
That's good.
We tried to go to Terry Black's, but there was like a four-hour wait, so I think we'll have to try that next
Terry time. Black's is great, but I mean, the other places, once you get up there, it's so good, you really can't tell what's better.
Yeah, we have decent barbecue in Arkansas. Shout out to Wright's Barbecue out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'd say they're my favorite one, but Austin, Texas barbecue is next level. You can go to, you know, anyone on the corner and get great food, so.
You're getting me hungry.
Oh, let's go.
Three food groups, barbecue, Mexican, and Italian.
Oh, I love all three.
So, seriously, though, you guys do these contests. They're very successful. They support the talk show host, the broadcast, the fight. The enemy doesn't want us to have an economy. This is very exciting, and you guys are going to add. You're producing the knives as fast as you can. These are custom made right here in America. Those will be on the site soon because you sell out so fast with the factory you've got with veterans and all the rest of it. And you got a former police chief that runs it, great guy that we've played promo, super smart. So there's going to be knives on there soon. There's going to be great supplements that are being tailor made, the very best and hottest. This is the AlexJonesStore.com. Very excited.
Yeah, Alex, we're going to have this is just a start, right? So, you know, the t shirts, the hats, I think we're putting some decals up there today. Knives are coming. So we have DMOKnives.com. It's made in the USA knives made right there in Arkansas. We'll have a new knife drop coming up. The last knife drop we did, I think, you know, it sold out in, 36 hours?
Yeah.
So it sold out very fast. So if you want one of these knives, you need to go to DMOKnives.com and sign up for the early drop list so you don't miss out. And then we've got new supplements on the way, too. So some really good stuff coming. And I'll tell you why we like doing these giveaways and why they work. So what we do is we partner with talk show hosts, podcasters, you know, anyone with a show, anyone with an audience, right? And we give the host the ability to give back to their fan base, right? Through just supporting them. So it's very easy. You know, you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you support Alex, you get entered to win a truck. Like it's a win-win, it's a no-brainer.
It's fun.
So it's very fun.
Well, I just found the truck I want.
Me too. I want it too. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, but I'm not just saying this, folks. I've because my you know, Ford's got big tires and it's great and I put it through hell, but and I even had the rear alignment fixed recently because it just rattles all over the road. I'd given the truck to my dad, but then with the bankruptcy stuff, he said, you can use the truck. So it's not even my truck anymore. But the point is, I love the old truck. Had a lot of fun in it. But I got to get rid of it once I drove this. I don't know how it's so smooth. Folks, it's as smooth as a $100,000 Audi, a German car. It's ridiculous. I don't know how Dodge did this.
This is
insane.
So it's got Bilstein shocks all the way around. I don't know, AEV, the company that did the upfitting on it, you know, they go above and beyond with suspension systems and stuff like that. So it's not, you see a lot of these leveling kits now that, it makes your truck ride like a damn covered wagon after you put it on, right? But for some reason, this truck rides really smooth. So it's got great shocks, great suspension, you know.
Not really smooth, insane. I mean, the turning on it.
Yeah, it turns great. Yeah, it's unreal. It drives better than a stock truck now. We were driving this down from Arkansas yesterday, and some of those roads just south of Dallas are a little rough. And it was like a little bit of a roller coaster going over them, right? But this truck just takes it. You know, it takes it, and it's rides good. So,
well, Jesse James swears by it. He's got one, and I mean, his is a black and gray. They're just gorgeous, man.
Yeah, it's got the. You can look up there on the screen. It's got the fog lights. It's got front lights, backup lights, whole nine yards. The only thing that I would try and do to this truck, just because I'm
By the way, Joe Rogan drives this too. I got to tell you that
he's got one. Yeah, guaranteed.
His is a gas though. What's the one that looks just like it?
It's the TRX.
Yeah,
the TRX is like the half ton version. This is like its big brother. I would call it. This is the big brother. It's the diesel, right? The only thing I would do to this is maybe twin turbo it, but you've got to be a little crazy.
Yeah, Joe's is twin turbo.
Yeah, makes sense.
This is a single turbo. This is a...
It's a single. So it's a Cummins turbo diesel. It's got a Banks tuner system on it that came with it. And, man, it's a sweet truck. It runs great.
And I'm not name dropping. It's just true. Like, this is the hands-down baddest truck there is.
Yep. Yeah, and someone's going to win it. That's the cool part, right? You know, and all you've got to do is go to the AlexJonesStore.com and, you know, put in your email. You can put in your email and get a couple free entries, I believe. And other than that, you know, you buy a hat, you buy a T-shirt, you get a number of entries per person.
And again, believe me, folks, I'm always so honest, it's ridiculous. I'm like, our T-shirts are good and they fund us. And this one is actually really cool, I designed. These are all badass. Who are your T-shirt designers?
So we have three in-house. Kim, if you're listening, here's your shout-out. So we have an ex-Nike designer that works for us. She's actually a transplant from Portland, Oregon, had to get the hell out of there when they started taking over the city, Antifa, and all that kind of crazy stuff. So we've got great designers in-house, and the best part about it is these people are patriots, right? These people actually give a damn about their country. They care about, you know.
You're facing, I know you're not supposed to talk about it. How long in prison for being at the Capitol outside?
5 to 8 years right now. So
my doctor, they raided her house and stuff. She was just outside the Capitol, did nothing. That's how many people they've dragged at it.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, and I don't know. I never thought I'd see our country come to this, you know, kind of where we're at. But, I mean, it's here, and we got to face it, and we have to face it head on and, I don't know, do what we can to try and make this country great again. So,
good Lord, I just can't believe it.
Crazy. You got to stay positive, though. You can't get black-pilled. You can't get negative. Once you go down those negative thoughts, it drags everybody down, right? So we got to stay positive. We got to be excited about, you know, the election coming up in, 55 days? Is that what it is? We got to be excited about it. We got to get everybody we can to go vote, right?
Because Trump says he's pardoning the J6ers. He'll do it.
I heard that.
So you really want him to win?
I'd say so.
Good God.
Yeah, we're living in strange times. I would say 10 years ago, if you ask the majority of people what's going on, you know, if you ask them, hey, what's going to happen in 10 years, right? Most people wouldn't say this right now. Most people wouldn't say that, you know, people are going to be thrown in prison by whoever's administration is in there. And, you know, there's going to be all these people that are invading our country. And I don't know. It's just we live in crazy times. So,
Nate, I want to take calls and spaces, folks. We're talking about the debate last night. You were here watching it with us eating barbecue. And when we had some pizza for everybody, but it was great meeting barbecue with pizza. Just as a patriot, as an American, as a Arcadian, I guess you would say.
Arkansan.
Arkansan, that's right. I always get it wrong. You're good. Oh, just north of Texas. Part of it used to be part of Texas, you know?
True, it did.
So you just ran off from us. Anyways, getting serious.
We're just hillbillies. We ran into the woods. So.
That's right. Back there with the moonshine.
That's right.
but seriously, what did you make of the debate last night?
You look at X, you look everywhere, you look at social media, you see, all right, you know, what are the talking heads saying, right? My analysis as I was watching it would be, okay, Trump came out very strong, right? And you noticed in the, I would say, the middle of the debate when you got into, you know, abortion rights, right? You could see the moderators kind of flip where they started to almost poke and prod at Trump. Every little thing they would say, it'd just be another little thing to get him to off his game, I would say. But I would say total, I don't think it's going to move people either way. If you're voting for Trump already, you're not going to go vote for, you know, Kamala after this. If you're voting for Kamala, you're not going to go vote for Trump after that. I feel like it was a wash. I'd love to see another debate, you know, moderated by someone else. Like, it would be sweet if Rogan would ever moderate a debate, right?
Well, she'd never do that.
I don't.
But they definitely piled on.
Yeah, they definitely piled on. And I don't know. The one thing is, the media, every time they do this, they get exposed. Every time they, whether it's censorship, whether it's cutting someone off from answering a question, they get exposed every time they do stuff like this. So, I mean, I think in the end, I always look at the betting pools, right? I look at Polymarket, I look at Bovada, I look at all those sports books, right? And I want to see where the money is going. So the money didn't change a lot after this debate. Polymarket, I believe Trump is still up a couple points, but I look at where people are putting their money, and I don't think that debate changed many opinions. If not, it solidified Trump on the economy with some people, I would say, but I'd say that's it.
And I had the head pollster at Rasmussen, they're one of the most respected in the state, and he said Trump is getting way more support in 2016 and way, way, way more than 2020. And he said, barring fraud, basically, it's a win.
I see, like, I remember 2016. I remember going into that election and, you know, the media's, you know, oh, Hillary Clinton's going to win, 90% chance of her winning. And I'm like, she ain't going to win.
Some of them said 98%.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, I really didn't think she would win. And looky there, I woke up.
Mainly the New York Times, the day of the election, they said 98% chance.
Yep. We had a party that night at the house, and I got a little drunk that night, I believe, because it was the election. And I don't really drink anymore, but that was a party night for the election. I woke up at 3 a.m. on the couch or in the chair, and I'm like, oh my God, Trump won. Turned on all the lights in the house and ran around the house. We were excited, right? So going into 2020.
I don't really drink anymore either, but I was actually drunk down that too on air.
Yeah.
Not really drunk. I think I was drunk by 3 a.m., but yeah.
Yeah. Then 2020, I thought, you know, they'd clamped down more. You had gotten banned. You know, there was a lot different, I guess, media scene in 2020 versus 2016. So I think it was a little different. But going into this election, you have people like Elon Musk. You have a lot of these, you know, Silicon Valley guys. You have the crypto bros. You know, the...
Because everything's on the line.
Yeah, everything's on the line. I think people understand that this is a turning point in our country. And if we don't win now, we're never going to win, right? Like who would be the populist candidate after this?
I mean, they're already throwing everything at us and all the charges and all the criminal activity and cheating. They know they've got to sew it up like Venezuela. I mean, we're looking at where they still have elections, but they're not real.
Yeah, we will turn into Venezuela. If we get a Kamala and Tim Walz administration, I feel like it's just a speed course headed for 2030, headed for hell. So... I don't know. People need to get out there and vote. And not only that, check your voter registration. Go to vote.gov, check your voter registration, and make sure you're registered to vote at your current address.
And a lot of times you'll find out, even if you weren't a registered voter for a while, somebody else is voting. They do Gallup polls and like something like 10% find out they voted, they didn't vote. Somebody's voting in your name.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or your dad or mother died 20 years ago, make sure they're not voting from the cemetery.
Yeah, the dead voters always...
James Earl Jones is not going to be voting Democrat for
it. He probably will be. You know, all the dead voters somehow vote Democrat, which is crazy. But that's the one thing with this. It's not right versus left, right? People talk about, you know, Republicans versus Democrats. It's the people versus the corrupt system, right? And Trump is on the people's side. He's the populist candidate, right? So the media really tries spinning that into a right versus left thing when it's really not. But they don't want us coming together and making it, you know, we the people versus the corrupt deep state uniparty system, right? So I don't know, this is a big election, and you've got Act Blue. I'm sure you've seen all that stuff, how Act Blue is pushing money through small donors' names,
and Project James Veritas O'Keefe. And James O'Keefe and all these groups go knock on the doors and they're like, I make $40,000 a year, I didn't give $200,000 this year. The Democrats, they go, well, here you did. And they're like, my God, someone's using my identity. You bet they are, sweetheart.
Yeah, James O'Keefe goes and knocks on their door. Hey, did you know, government assistance?
He walks up to trailers. I mean, some people have given like $800,000 in 3 years.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable. Guys are like, I don't got no money. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So how do we stop that, though? How do we stop that from happening? Who is going to stop that? Are there state attorney generals that are going to stand up?
And then I had these whistleblowers on last week, the great guys at Muckraker. They got 8,000 names from a federal whistleblower of kids from 2 years ago, as late as this thing could get. And they went looking all these places, and they just go up to some house. And the guy comes over and goes, yeah, I had three kids. I just gave them to somebody. Slam the door. And they don't even know their names.
That's crazy.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. We live in the strangest times of my life. I've got a little boy on the way. He'll be here in about 2.5 months. And I'm like, damn. Raising a kid in this system is just tough. Like
But our ancestors went through a lot. You got to double down. He'll always be proud of his daddy.
I agree. That's why I'm like, all right, don't get black-pilled. We stay positive and we go win. So,
well, our ancestors were amazing. We've got to do the same thing.
I agree.
They're going to look back on us. We'll beat this. It's going to be rough, but we're going to win.
I agree. We're going
to
win.
All right, folks, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. Nate Hughes is here with us from Bigley. I promise I'm going right to your spaces and right to your calls. I'm going to get to all these calls and some more spaces. Straight ahead, spaces straight up. We got Chase Geiser in the control room. He'll be going to you, punching you up on air. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. But remember, you want to support the M4G, incredible T-shirts and other great products, and get a chance to win this truck. You can do it for free just with your email. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Enter right now. You want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great T-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. thealexjonesstore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex. The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does. And again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the wellness company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
He turned on the radio.
Them songs.
And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white here when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said, son.
He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Yep. All right, we are back live, going to your calls and your spaces comments here. What an incredible debate last night. Don't forget, Owen Schroyer and others, the War Room today, will have all the highlights, the analysis. I got to say, Owen last night, along with Chase, did even a better job than I did. They nailed it. We had Roger Stone on, Luke Rakowski, so many others. It was powerful, and it got I have to update you. Lewis, our social media guy, did it. Just the streams, there were four of them. One had 10 million altogether. 15,200,000 viewers last night. Wish I'd have launched a promotion last night. Good Lord. It's just amazing. That's a real sign of people so excited. Musk and Trump, a billion, and then that's not counting all the hundreds of people that streamed it. We had like 15 million or more. This is really exciting. Thank God for Elon Musk. All right, folks. Again, you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com. The best T-shirts I've ever seen. They produce some of the top Trump T-shirts. These are Alex Jones-centric and Trump-centric shirts. They're amazing. They're over the top. This is also so key for InfoWars and our whole operation right now. So support the broadcast. This is your chance to get great shirts, spread the word, meet like-minded people. It's an adventure to wear these shirts. And we've brought back the Save the Frogs shirt that environmentalists and liberals come over and ask about. And then they learn about the show and everything we're doing. So very, very exciting. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can put in your email for free and get put into the raffle, the sweepstakes. Or when you buy stuff, you get put in 5 to 10 times, depending on the day or the product. But at least 5 times each time you buy something. Or is it every dollar you spend? It says every dollar.
Every dollar you spend, you get an entry. So, you know, sometimes we do the multipliers. You might have 5 times entries or 10 times. So if you spend, you know, you spend $30 on a T-shirt, you'll get 300 entries into the giveaway. But, like, you know, for people that don't want to buy, I mean, you can always enter your email. But, I mean, you can get entries for buying a shirt, too.
Yep, the shirts are the reason to go there, and more products will be added. All right, let's go back to the spaces, Chase. Let's move quick to these wonderful folks.
Okay, let's go first to Kristen. Kristen, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. All right, looks like she might not be there. We're going to go to Harry Fisher. Harry, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Somebody.
All right, third time's a charm. Brock, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. And finally, Dennis, I see your hands raised. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us. Dennis, can you unmute yourself?
I know what's happening. This only happens when there's been a glitch in spaces.
Oh, I figured it out. All right, let's go. Let's go to Kristen, like we said we would first. Kristen, go ahead, and then we'll go through the order. Thank you.
All right, hopefully you can hear me okay. I thought it was my AirPod for a moment. I couldn't.
No. He had a wrong button push. It's not his fault. He's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give a brief comment about 9/11. So, Alex, I think it was 12 years ago I came on your show to blow the whistle about geoengineering. But what happened with me on 9/11 is I went into the Air Force after 9/11. And then I went to England, came back, and I was at an air logistics center, Tinker Air Force Base. And we did the moment of silence on base. And I happened to be doing an industrial hygiene survey at an AWACS hangar. And these higher ranking individuals were being disrespectful during the moment of silence. And they looked really frustrated and they looked at me like I was dumb. Long story short, they tried to explain to me it was an inside job and I never understood what that meant. So I started asking around and that's when someone showed me Terror Storm. And that's really what launched me into the whole Liberty movement was seeing it firsthand told by the AWACS. And if people don't know what AWACS is, it's aircraft. It's like a got a satellite dish on top and they can basically hijack other aircraft. And they were told to stand down, like, you know, and they were told it was an exercise. But these were higher ranking enlisted people that knew this. And I was just a young, dumb airman. And I just can't believe that there's people in the military that know it and just haven't been more vocal.
For those that don't know, Bush in the month after it twice, on TV said, we'll fix this in the future. We can take control of any major airplane. They've had remote control for at least 25, 30 years, depending on the aircraft. Now they've all got it. All your cars that are modern, they can take them over. All cars are now self-driving by law, unless you have them remove it all. It tracks everywhere you go. Automation's being put into everything.
And NATO gave the Air Force more AWACS aircraft after 9/11, which was a huge slap in the face. But the only thing I want to add, Alex, was the debate. So I am a Ron Paul Republican delegate in Michigan, but I am a libertarian. And it is so great to see how many libertarians are coming out in full force today defending Trump, because there's a lot of never Trumpers in the libertarian movement. And I'm looking forward to seeing this surge. I think they're really going to come to the polls. And just want to add, I did text you. I apologize for texting you on air last night. But when the abortion issue was brought up in Michigan in 2022, Prop 3, which allows abortion up to birth, here's the worst part, for any reason by any healthcare professional. A a psychologist could allow you to get an abortion up to 9 months. That is how vague the wording was. Prop 3 passed, and now enshrined in the Constitution of Michigan, you can murder a baby up to birth.
That's right. Great point. Thank you so much. You want to make any comments on that?
Her, you know, what you were just talking about with vehicles and tracking is why I drive a 79 Chevy. So, no GPS, no, you know, OnStar, no, I don't know.
But there's more and more of a business. You can go to these auto companies locally and very inexpensively. They can just go in, and if you know what you're doing, you can do it. They have a terminal. You can turn all that off, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's...
So I've got modern vehicles, but it's all turned off.
You can. Actually, on that Ram, I think I turned it off yesterday. So you're good to go. Yeah, Alex is going to be driving that truck, by the way, so...
Well, I'm not going to drive it much.
A little bit. A little bit.
I'm kind of... It's so nice, I'm kind of scared.
It'll be game worn a little bit.
I'm driving up tonight to do Glenn Beck tomorrow.
Perfect.
And then it airs on Thursday night, well, so that in the evening later tomorrow. And I'm doing a bunch of other shows at the Blaze, but I don't know if I'm going to take it up there. It's just I'm going to park it in the
warehouse. Just drive it. You'll be fine. People will love if you drive
somebody else's truck. Clyde's, I'm not going to let them have it if I do that. All right. Thank you so much. Who's up next, Chase?
All right, let's go to Brock. Brock, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say. Thanks for being patient.
No problem. Alex, thanks for having me. Someone who is fighting the globalists, haven't turned them down. I'm a huge fan of the show. Also a huge fan of your accent. So here's what I got to say. I think we witnessed a very powerful PSYOP last night in terms of the debate and the endorsements that came after. We had Taylor Swift, we had Barack Obama, and we had Hillary Clinton all endorse Kamala Harris after. And here's what I really got to say. I don't think that these globalists care about winning the election. I think they care about making it look like it is close enough so they can steal it. And I think that with what happened last night, they're on path, they're on track to making this thing look close so they can steal it. And we just saw today that election officials from all 50 states are saying that there's a problem with the mail-in ballots. We saw a couple days ago, New York Mayor Eric Adams got COVID. Janet Yellen got COVID. So I think they're probably going to bring this thing back.
Yeah, and Singapore has started lockdowns until you, quote, take the monkeypox shot that's not even out. So the, yeah, and they used China to create the hysteria last time. Yeah, they're definitely going to try some big stuff. I agree. With only 55 days left, folks.
Yeah, so it's crazy, and I think that they're going to have a bunch of shillocrats who are just going to, you know, come out one day after the other endorsing Kamala. So I think Trump's got to nip it in the bud. I like what you said about doing spaces with Elon. I think he should bring RFK in the mix, too, because RFK
great idea.
Has
oh,
really,
yeah, make
really
it, that'll make it even more exciting, and he should do one this week. Do it! By next week, Trump, do one with RFK and Elon. I know how to get old Elon. I'm sure he's smarter than I am. He's got to be on it. And then next week, you can do Tulsi Gabbard's.
That'd be great. Did you notice last night how they did not bring up any of the RFK talking points? Didn't bring up Big Pharma. Did not bring up, you know, the big food corporations. You know, didn't bring up Make America Healthy Again. Wasn't that funny?
Absolutely. Anything else, sir? You're making great points.
Yeah, no. I'll end it with this. What was the first question from the debate? Are we better off than 4 years ago? Kamala didn't answer that, right? So it's all a psyop, and, you know, we got to be careful to make sure it doesn't work. So we got to keep waking it up. Thanks for all that you do. Happy to come on anytime.
Brock, thank you. That's on X, Brock, the CEO. Thank you, Brock. He really cut to the chase. Geyser, you agree with him?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. They never really do answer the questions because they have their memorized talking points, and they just want to say their line and their script. This is something that people have done in debates for decades, and when they don't know the answer, when they know the answer isn't favorable to them, they just find a way to pivot or segue into another line of talking. And the fact of the matter is, in no way, shape, or form are we better off now than we were 4 years ago. Specifically, not better off now than we were in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Everybody knows that, and that is Kamala Harris's biggest weakness.
But I totally agree with Brock. They're just trying to convince us that she can win. That's why they had to get rid of Biden, because nobody would buy that. So it's all just a psyop. We'll go over to Lori and others in a moment, but let's go back to Spaces. More folks from X. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to Bill Elmore. Bill, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
Hey, Alex, I had no idea you had such a great singing voice. You got to do that more often.
Okay, thanks.
But hey, I every year I post my 9/11 story. I put it down in the bubble. I was booked on flight 93, and at 1 a.m. after being alerted by an employee at midnight, I changed my flight. And it changed
Hold on, let me stop you. Because for those that don't know, something like 70 to 80% of people canceled their flights the day before. And that was always a mystery of why the flights were all so lowly, peopled or booked. Elaborate. You're saying you got warned by what were you told?
So I was flying. I had a business meeting in Mountain View, California, right? So I could fly into San Francisco or could fly into San Jose. San Francisco was a direct flight. I had a first class seat, right? But the employee flew the day before and said she did that, and the commute, I would never make the meeting the day of, was the problem, because the commute from San Francisco to Mountain View would be more.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought it was like, hey, don't get on that plane, because there was a lot of people saying, don't go to the World Trade Center this week, they're going to blow it up. That was confirmed, NBC News, you name it. People were saying, don't go in there.
It's crazy.
So make your 9/11 point. Yeah. Sorry I interrupted.
No worries. I mean, and the sad fact of the matter is I was going there to relieve her from her position. She ended up saving my life by encouraging me to change the flight. But it changed the way I was thinking, right? It changed, I used to fly I used to travel for speed and convenience and luxury, right? And I never cared about or looked around anybody around me. And I never wanted to be inconvenienced. And from that day forward, man, if you want to bump me off the plane, you want to give up my seat, you want to whatever. And I looked at everybody around me, had conversations with people, just became more of a human after that day. And on the debate, what do you think about those earrings? I don't know if it was you that posted that.
It's not just that. There's a lot of earrings that have microphones in it. I mean, I don't know. They cheat so much. I would imagine they did. I mean, Donna Brazile got caught giving, Hillary the questions for CNN, and she was an expert on the panel last night. So I agree with you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's do one more from X, and then we're going to go back to the callers. Go ahead. Who's up next, Chase?
All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was disappointed in Trump's debate performance last night. I just don't think he went hard enough. I think he got sucked in early to the abortion issue. I think he should have gotten out of that as quickly as he could and labeled Kamala Harris as a baby killer the rest of the debate. And he should have also used or went into her being a Marxist communist and her background with her father and the fact that they themselves, the Biden administration and Harris administration, on purpose, because they're communists, are trying to destabilize the country by bringing in non-assimilating aliens, and it's by design. And he should have just done that on repeat over and over again.
I agree. I mean, he won, but not by the margins he should have. And I just don't understand it, because, I mean, she is a communist. And Bernie Sanders was on TV last week saying, well, she has to lie and say she's against fracking, or she's for fracking, and that she's against a fracking ban, because that'll get her in, and then she can do what we want. I mean, these people are evil.
And I think he also lost an opportunity to go into the lawfare situation and talk about the fact that it was Biden and it was Harris that were trying to use the justice system and the courts to keep him from running for president. And I would have parlayed that into accusing her directly of trying to assassinate him. In other words, saying, hey, they tried to use the justice system. They tried to take me down. It didn't work. They tried to kill me. And I would have gone over and over just repeating that again and again.
And he could have brought up Melania. That. He goes, my wife recently came out and said she thinks it was a stand down, and we know they lied to us. And so, bare minimum, they tried to kill me with negligence. Will you try again, Kamala? And again, they tell you, oh, don't be so radical. The mainstream media will attack you. They're a shadow of a shadow. You want them to attack you. You want to be the black sheep. You want to be the rebel. Again, you're making some great points, sir. Let's put his handle back up on screen so people can find him. That is Dennis Hendrickson right there on X. Thank you, Dennis. All right, let's go to the InfoWars callers. Lori's been holding very patiently from Vermont on 9/11. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. I've been listening to you for over 25 years, and I'm just so happy to see you getting the recognition you finally deserve, because you're a beautiful human being and you're fighting a good fight.
Well, I appreciate you.
I'm a complicated human being myself, and I've been fighting the good fight my whole life as well. But I really woke up in 2015 because I went down the rabbit hole hard with Bernie Sanders. I followed him from day one. I canvassed, I phone banked, and marched right up to Philadelphia to the DNC at the convention. Great people like Mickey Willis and Jimmy Dore, Lee Camp, and many people that of all walks of life that just wanted to see a positive change for this country, that believed in what he was saying for the most part. And we saw right then and there the whole thing was rigged, and, you know, Hillary stole it, and all the DNC people just walking by laughing at us. And it was a big wake-up call, and he just went down from there. And Act Blue was involved in all of that, stealing all of our donations and whatnot. That was way back then in 2015 that was going on. And we all woke up to the whole...
And you watched Bernie go along with it and stab you in the back.
Exactly, because there was a lawsuit to get our money back, and he didn't back it. With, you know, seven people fighting for us, and he totally turned his back on all of us. But what I did see during that was the most amazing groundswell of the grassroots movement that you've never seen before in this country. And we watched people come together. It was so well organized. And, you know, there were people in all the different chats and all the different social media platforms everywhere talking, planning, having daily action plans. And that's something I've seen missing from the Trump movement from the beginning, because we could be doing daily boycotts, daily boycotts. We could be doing hashtags and memes, all unifying. And there's so much division, too. I love what your guest was saying about unity, because that's what he needs to do. He needs to talk about the issues that unify us and not the things that divide us, like war and clean air, clean water, the love of the
I love Trump's response where she said, are you know, for the Ukraine war? And he goes, I'm against the war. It's killing a bunch of people. I want to end war. I don't like war.
Exactly. And that's exactly who he needs to be talking to, I think, right now, in the last few days of this, is all of the independents and the people that just want to see a beautiful world with healthy
children. Totally agree, Lori. I could talk to you all day, but I got to jump and get other people on. Thank you. Justin in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for the call. I'm a first-time caller. I've been wanting to call for a few years about this topic. No better day than today. It's 9/11. I wanted to tell you a quick story about my father. My father used to run down in the Golden Triangle in the 70s, likely with the CIA. He was either in or connected to. In May 2000, he pulled me aside one day, and he told me that New York City was going to be attacked with truck bombs very soon, is what he said. And then a month later, he was found dead, and they ruled it accidental suicide. So I just wanted to tell you that. It's been a heavy weight to carry all of my life, but it feels good to get it off my back.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you want to say anything else about 9/11?
It's just been a horrible 23 years since then. This country's really changed. It's not the country I grew up in. All these fake wars, everything going on, it's just chaos. And I just wish we could return to that time when America felt like America and it wasn't occupied with just illegal war and criminals all over the place running wild.
I totally agree with you. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the call. Justin in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good. Welcome.
All right. I'd actually called you about a year ago, and it's funny how all this is kind of come around full circle, and like I get where a lot of the other callers, you know, everybody expected Trump to just absolutely eviscerate Kamala, you know, and I mean, but at on the same token, I've always been taught you remember mainly the beginning and the end of a story the most, kind of like, you know, Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen, where he got beat up for like 4.5 rounds and then pulled it out in the end. And I think his last line really kind of was the dagger in the heart. But at the same time, you know, just the evilness that is going on all around, because it all comes full circle between the satanic pedophilia, these Haitian migrants killing people's cats and dogs, and it's just it's wild, brother.
It is crazy, and you really see the evil of Kamala sneering at him the whole time, and all three piling on, just like all the indictments backfired. This is backfiring. He won. He could have done a better job. We're honest about that. But he's the 78-year-old guy in the arena. And I just hope they have another debate, because he's done this before. And I also, you know, I can't wait for the J.D. Vance, you know, debate with Tampon Tim. Thanks for the call, brother. Thank you, Justin. You want to comment on that, Mr. Hughes?
Tampon Tim, that's funny. Like, I don't see how I think they really screwed up by picking Walls over Shapiro, right? Walls is the stolen valor guy. There was a questionable video of him, you know, jerking his kid on video. I don't know where that went, but... I think J.D. Vance is going to mop the floor with Waltz, but I agree with a second debate. We need a third debate. We need debates. We need town halls. The people need to hear from these people, because the more you hear from Kamala, the more you see that she is fake, the more that you see that she is scripted, right? She just exposes herself every time she talks. So I think we need more debates, more talks, you know, get that out there. Why didn't she do what Trump is doing? Why isn't she going on the shows? Why isn't she going on all these podcasts? Because she's being handled. She's a puppet, right? She's being pulled by the strings. So
absolutely. Let's go to Brendan in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, Alex. We met many years ago, and we've spoken in the past. Do you remember when Joe Bannister was walking up to you at the corner with your film crew at Bilderberg 2012, and there was a guy next to him? That was me.
So I remember Bilderberg 2012 and Joe Bannister, yes.
And luckily...
That was in Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah, pretty nasty Marriott Hotel.
And that was back when they would deny that the Bilderberg Group existed.
Yes, and I had an M4 up to my temple from private security. I don't want to go into it too far. Anyway, doesn't matter. What I did want to say was, for all the new listeners out there, I've been around with Alex. I talked to John Hammond way back when he was in Minnesota. So all the new listeners, Alex was right, and he has been right over the years, and I can't tell you the numerous times I am going to fly through the products that I love. I just want to give you an idea. The Alexa Pure Pro that I'm looking at right now, stainless, if that were in a jerry can and mobile, that would be awesome. I'll just leave it right there. The Nerve Renew. Thank you. Anyway, you got me to talk to Charlotte Iserbeet. Rest in peace.
All right, brother. I got to jump. I really appreciate your call. But I do remember meeting Joe Bannister and his film crew there at Bilderberg, so I do vaguely remember that and all of it. You certainly brought back memories. And again, back then, no one would say it was real. The New York Times that year said Jones was in the woods in Virginia, that this big conference center, and Jones was imagining helicopters and Marines and troops, and I stayed in when they actually closed it, and the King of Spain showed up. I mean, it was crazy. And then Drudge started picking up our stories about it. They finally had to admit it. Okay, it was real. But imagine how far we've come where they deny this exists, now they have to admit it. Folks, you can get the most badass Patriot t-shirts to support the InfoWar and sign up free email, or you buy products, you get even more entries into it with the sweepstakes to get the most awesome Dodge Turbo Diesel upgraded to the 10th degree truck at thealexjonesstore.com, and it supports the broadcast. Well, thank you all. So go check it out at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm going to take a few final spaces comments, and then a big guest host is coming in. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the InfoWar and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.